Tonight, former Attorney General Godfred Yeboah Adame dragged to the General Legal Counsel for alleged professional misconduct in the criminal trial of Dr. Casey Latuforce and Richard Jakpa and one another. Details as former Director of the Ghana School of Law believes there is a case for the former AG to answer.
But for the witness, I think without meeting with that which in the committee professional system.
We have more as Joy News secure CCTV footage, which is the subject of a petition to the president seeking the dissolution of the committee hearing the petition against the Chief Justice. Details here on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies. Tonight, former Attorney General Godfred Yeboah Adame has been dragged to the General Legal Counsel for alleged professional misconduct in the criminal trial of Dr. Casey Latuforce, Richard Jakpa, and one other. The complaint lodged by one Daniel Kwame Ofosu-Appiah, who describes himself as a Ghanaian citizen, cites alleged grave ethical breaches and seeks disciplinary action under Ghana's Legal Profession Act 1960. Now, in a detailed petition dated May 22, 2025, addressed to the Disciplinary Committee of the GLC, Mr. Ofosu-Appiah alleges that Mr. Adame attempted to improperly influence Mr. Richard Jakpa, who was the third accused in the ambulance trial, in a manner that compromises the fairness and integrity of the judicial process. My colleague, Faustina Safo, joins me in studio with details of that particular petition. Faustina, what are the details?
Well, the petition concerns a confirmed instance of professional misconduct by the former Attorney General, Minister for Justice, Godfred Yeboah Adame. Now, this is in accordance to the matter of the Republic versus Dr. Casey Latuforce in Ano. Now, in that matter, a private audio recording capturing a conversation between Godfred Yeboah Adame and the third accused, as at that time, because as we know, that case, he was vindicated. The third accused, as at that time, Mr. Richard Jakpa, was admitted by the court as Exhibit 9 for A1. Now, the contents of the recording revealed that Mr. Adame attempted to influence the testimony of Mr. Jakpa, and this is all in the petition. Now, they say that it happened in a manner that interferes with the judicial process and compromises prosecutorial impartiality. And they say this is in breach of Article 19(2) of the 992 Constitution. Now, they go on to say that the fact that the recording has been admitted into evidence by the trial court and the Court of Appeal moves the matter from the realm of mere allegations into the area of judicial recognized misconduct. And that's one of the arguments they are making in their petition.
Okay. Now, he's also been providing background to this case that he's filed.
Indeed. Now, in this background, he states that on the 13th of June 2024, Justice Efiasewa Asaribuchi, presiding over the High Court in criminal case, and he mentions the number, ruled on the admissibility of that audio recording between Godfred Yeboah Adame and Richard Jakpa. Now, the audio, according to him, is marked with hereby, according to him in that petition, Exhibit A, and written ruling on admissibility, and it's marked with Exhibit B. Now, that same day, according to them, under oath and cross-examination, Mr. Jakpa informed the court that he had met with the former Attorney General, and according to him, he said he met with him on four different occasions at a private residence belonging to his cousin. Furthermore, he testified that he had engaged the Attorney General via WhatsApp messages, including messages in which the AG requested document from him. Now, they go on to state that these WhatsApp messages were also tendered into evidence as Exhibit 10 for Exhibit C. They state that these communications occurred outside the court during the pendency of a criminal trial and without the knowledge or involvement of Richard Jakpa's legal counsel. They go on to state that that conduct alone raises serious ethical and professional issues. The reason why they are filing the suit.
Okay, well, it has a lot of details there in that particular petition. opposition to the GLC. Mm. Grateful to you for Sinasa for bringing that. But a former director of the Ghana School of Law, Kweku Ansah, has been speaking on this development, and he believes that there's a case for the former AG to answer. He's been speaking to my colleague, Elton Brobe, on the Pulse a while ago. Listen.
Mr. Sari, is there merit in this petition?
But the others, you know, I don't know about that. But for the witness something, I think without meeting with that is to the community professional point.
So that's lawyer Ansah Sari, speaking to this particular development. We'll be having him join us again to expatiate on that point about the case for the former AG to answer. But again, what are the processes when a lawyer is referred to the Ghana Legal, the General Legal Counsel? We'll have that particular education for you here on Top Story today. And also to explore the petition further by speaking to the petitioner himself to understand a lot more about his course of action, which is calling on the General Legal Counsel to look into, the actions by the former Attorney General, Godfred Yeboa Dame. What more will come out of that, we'll look into. But if you go into the details of the petition, again, it says the actions described above amount to professional misconduct under the following provisions of the legal profession, Professional Conduct and Etiquette Rules 2020 LI 2423. It says one, Rule 1C, failure to act with honesty, integrity and professionalism. Rule 2, point 2, that's Rule 8.1, engaging in conduct involving deceit or misrepresentation. Rule 13.1A and B, direct communication with a represented party on matters of representation. Rule 54, it says, attempt to improperly influence a witness on the outcome of proceedings. Rule 61, conduct likely to discredit the legal profession. And he's making a case of why he thinks that there are issues for the General Legal Counsel to go into. Rule 76, 2 and A, compromise of the administration of justice, and Rule 89A, any breach of the above constitute professional misconduct. That is, some of the things that the petitioner added to his petition to help him in the case that he is, seeking the General Legal Counsel to go into. Well, let's join Vincent Echo Asifua. He's MP for Otafo. He's the lawyer himself. He's joining us via Zoom. Vincent, I'm grateful to you for joining. We need education here. If a case like that comes up against a lawyer, what are the processes?
Well, let me say a very good evening to you and to your cherished viewers and listeners. First and foremost, as soon as a petition of a sort is leveled against a lawyer in good standing, the petition will have to be sent to the General Legal Counsel, and the General Legal Counsel will now form a disciplinary committee. Normally, membership of the disciplinary committee will have to be members who have served, or if you like, they've held high judicial office, or they qualify to hold offices in the judicial service. When the committee is now formed, there's a prima facie that will have to be formed as to whether the committee will have to go into an inquiry, or if you like, the committee will have to hold an inquiry into the allegations that have been made against that lawyer. And this is clearly stated in the Legal Profession Disciplinary Committee Rules 2020, that is LI 2424. The prima facie will have to be established as to whether the complaint that has been sent by the complainant is something that holds water. But even before then, as soon as the complainant sent the petition to the General Legal Counsel, and the disciplinary committee has been formed. The disciplinary committee will now send the petition to the lawyer who is involved for the lawyer to respond within 2 weeks. Now, within 2 weeks, if the lawyer responds, the disciplinary committee will now send the response of that lawyer to the complainant, for the complainant to be able to also respond again to the response from the lawyer who is having some petition, if you like, having some allegations against, having some allegations that have been leveled against him. When that is done, then the disciplinary committee will now form an opinion as to whether to go into the allegations that have been leveled against that lawyer. When that is done, a decision will be formed, or a decision will be made. When a decision is made, then the lawyer who had that allegations leveled against also has a right of an appeal. And the right of appeal will have to be done at the court of appeal. And that will have to be done within 21 days, as per the Legal Professions Act. It has to be done within 21 days. Now, it is possible that the disciplinary committee may even postpone the decision. It is also within the right of the lawyer, if it wants to appeal, will have to also do so at the court of appeal within 21 days. In the absence of that, the punishment, or if you like, measures, disciplinary measures, that can be meted against that lawyer if the allegations has been proven that indeed the complainant was spot on in those allegations that was leveled against that lawyer. One, the lawyer may have his name struck off from the roll of lawyers, or that lawyer may be barred from practicing for a period of time, for a number of years, as may be determined by the disciplinary committee. Now, in the event that your name has been struck off from the role of lawyers, the General Legal Counsel also reserves the right to also restore your name, depending on the circumstances. Maybe because of additional facts or what have you. And so this is the procedure that one will have to follow, or if like the disciplinary committee or the General Legal Counsel will have to follow. And this procedure is stated or enshrined in the Legal Professions Disciplinary Committee Rules 2020, that is LI 2024, and the Legal Professions Act 1960.
Interesting. Thank you for the education. But stay with me. Let me bring in Daniel Kwame Ofosu-Appiah. He is a petitioner in this particular case. Kwame, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. What goal do you seek to achieve with this petition?
Good evening, and good evening to your cherished listeners. The question again, what do I achieve to achieve?
Exactly, with this petition. Yeah.
First of all, I'm a citizen of Ghana. And I'm 41B. It is our civic duty to uphold and defend the Constitution and the law. The law in this aspect is the Legal Professional Act 1960, Act 32. It gives guidance to all legal practitioners about how to go about their conduct, how to practice, and their ethics and their professionalism, all that is all in here. So when Article 41B talks about the law and the Constitution, this is what it is talking about. Now, let's move to what we have here. We were all in this country some time ago when, during the trial of the Jakba Atuforsen and another one who was later discharged or something like that. And during that trial, it was admitted, and it was even moved from the trial court to the Court of Appeal. Evidence where the former Attorney General, Oyedepo Adamu, was having a private conversation with one of the accused persons, in this case, Richard Jaka.
Yes, we know of that details because we've had a chat on your petition. But okay. Why now? Because that case happened some time ago. Why now? Fortunately, we've lost him there. Let me bring in Vincent Tesefo again. Vincent, I mean, is there a case for the AG to answer?
Well, that will have to be determined by the disciplinary committee, depending on the evidences or if like documents that will have to be attached to the petition or the complaint that has been given to the General Legal Counsel and obviously the disciplinary committee. So the disciplinary committee will have to assess that on the face of the allegations that have been made against Godfrey Adame, they will establish a prima facie as per LI 2424. I mean, the event that a prima facie has not been established, it means that the petition will be considered frivolous and vexatious, something that the disciplinary committee may not want to worry its head over. But in the event that a prima facie is established, that will mean that the disciplinary committee will now go into full force to embark on an inquiry into the allegations. Of course, per the rules, Godfrey Adame will have the opportunity to be heard either by himself or a lawyer of his choice. And so I do not think that there's going to be anything difficult at all.
But so he's attached evidence of the WhatsApp between him and Richard Jaka and all of the evidence that we had in this particular trial. I mean, if you listen to all of those, the WhatsApp chat, the audio recordings that some of which we had, I mean, you don't feel that the former AG is on the back burner here, that he has, there's a strong case built up against him?
Well, I mean, when it comes to processes like this, sometimes you might see it to be very easy in terms of forming an opinion as to someone is wrong or someone is right. In the courtroom, a lot of things goes on. And also, for purposes of such an inquiry, one will have to be able to prove. I mean, the test and the threshold will have to be met. If the threshold is not met, it becomes very difficult for a prima facie to even be formed. So, I mean, let's leave it for the disciplinary committee to be, as it were, convinced whether or not there is a case to answer.
Okay, but stay with me. Let me bring in Daniel Kwame again. He's joined us. Daniel, as I was asking of why now, when your line dropped.
My action is purely guided by the constitutional duties and professional ethics. The court's decision to admit that evidence provided legal validation and move the matter beyond just speculation. That is why I'm acting now. But linking this company to Mr. Dami's or legal application is just a distraction from the real issue. A senior lawyer that potentially violates multiple professional rules and threatens public confidence in the justice system. So for anybody to just ignore this matter simply because the person involved is now in the public eye for defending another high-profile figure, I don't think it is in place. Accountability must be consistent regardless of who is involved or who is not involved.
But have you heard people say that you're doing this because of his defense of the CJ?
That's what people are saying. That is what I'm saying, that accountability comes anytime. It doesn't matter whether the person is, right now he's defending a high-profile person or not. Anybody can do it at any time. So So let nobody read meaning to it that because maybe he's defending the CJ at this time, that is why I'm doing it. No, it is my civic duty under Article 41B, and that is what I'm pursuing.
Mm. Did you ever conceive of doing that last year?
You know, this thing takes time. You know, even getting all those evidence and getting all those things from the court is a process. So it takes time. So it's not a, it's not something that you can wake up just a day and do.
Okay.
You have to do a research. You have to apply to the court to have all those certified to document before you can embark on something like this.
What outcome?
It is not something that I've done in a short period of time. It is something that I've started over there from last year to now.
What outcome will be satisfactory to you?
That one, I'll leave it to the discretion of the General Legal Counsel, the Disciplinary Committee. You know, they have the power to suspend or remove him from the role of lawyer.
Okay. All right.
Per Section 16 of the Legal Profession Act.
Okay, I'm grateful to you. Daniel Kwame Ofosu-Appiah is petitioner in this particular case. But joint news related to this particular development in the court has secured CCTV footage, which is the subject of a petition to the president seeking the dissolution of the committee hearing the petition against the Chief Justice. Senior editor joint news, Evans Mensah, joins me with details of this controversial video that captures a number of faces. Evans, first off, I mean, what does this petition really say?
So the petition that was circulated quite widely, I believe 2 days ago, said a few things. One, that there was a meeting on the 15th of May. This is last week, Thursday, between the hours of 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. at a restaurant in Accra. Now, the petition goes on to say that at this particular meeting were Justices Gabriel Palmer, who is, by the way, the chair of the investigative committee set up by the president to probe the petition against the CJ. There was also Samuel Kwame Adebu, as alleged in this petition, and there was Justice Yoni Kulendi. Now, the allegation, the petition, is that they had gone there to have dinner, and at this particular dinner, they met, conspired, and discussed, they were overhead discussing the matters relating to the petition. So that is the claim, that he had met and discussed the petition. Now, the petition goes on to say that Justice Asidu, who, by the way, also is a member of the investigative committee, so the two justices on the investigative committee, is alleged in this petition that were both at this particular meeting. This petitioner also alleges that their conduct makes the entire process invalid, okay. Right? Mm. And he's asking the president to dissolve it. In fact, he says that it reeks of collusion. Mm. It's not written here, but you see him speaking in that forum. Yesterday, he was on one of our networks articulating the contents of the petition. So that fundamentally are the claims made in the petition. Then we saw the video, the CCTV footage of this particular day.
Where
this meeting took place, of this particular venue.
Mm.
It's a restaurant, a very popular restaurant in Accra. And just walk you through the entire video. You'll see it on many social media platforms. So it starts with three individuals walking through the doors of the restaurant. They get into the restaurant itself. They meet a few individuals as they walk by. One particular individual meets another individual and they exchange brief pleasantries. The other two go to the corner where it looks like they had already secured a table at this restaurant and they go about to sit. Then one individual gets up from his seat and walks towards them, shakes hands and bows to the first individual, shakes hands and bows to the second individual and returns to his seat. Now, that is the video.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go back and then walk through the individuals in question. So a few things you can confirm in this video as it relates to the petition. One, the three individuals we see walk through the doors of the restaurant were Justice Kofi, is a Supreme Court judge, Justice Adibuasedu is a Supreme Court judge and a member of the investigative committee hearing the petition against the CJ, and Justice Yoni Kulendi. Remember that the petition had alleged that the chairman of the committee, Gabriel Palman, was also in this alleged meeting. Mm. The first thing that the video shows is that Justice Gabriel Palman was not at this particular restaurant that evening.
Okay.
It doesn't show him in this video we have. So that's
at
the
least
first.
Per the video.
Per the video we have. Mm. It doesn't show him in the video. So that's the first thing. So he wasn't there in this video. The second thing is, which is, I guess, the heart of the petition, is this alleged meeting and the discussion that is alleged to have been had about the process to remove the CJ. So, as I said, the three justices now then walk in, and as they make their way to their seat, in the far corner, Justice Yoni Kulendi sees an individual who is seated, and then they do extend a handshake and the ecstatic exchanging pleasantries. And the person sitting opposite this individual also notices him and gets up. And then Justice Kulendi wraps his hand around this individual. And they also exchange.
There was an embrace.
Yeah. He wraps his hand, the other hand. So his right hand around his around him and the exchanging pleasantries. And then he moves on. Now we know that this individual who is seen getting up to greet Justice Yoni Kulendi, around whom he put his hand, is Thaddeus Sory.
Okay. Lawyer Thaddeus Sory.
Lawyer Thaddeus Sory. Now, going back to the petition had alleged that at this alleged meeting that was had, at which they discussed the Chief Justice, Thaddeus Sory was also present to this meeting. And that, in fact, that is really at the heart of the petitioner's claims. And Thaddeus Sory is counsel, lawyer for one of the petitioners in the case against the Chief Justice. And so the suggestion there is you have the chairman of the committee and the second member of the committee, both of the Supreme Court judges, meeting with the lawyer
of one of the petitioners,
having dinner, discussing the petition, right? So that is a suggestion. And as I've just laid out to her, first of all, Gabriel Palman wasn't there. And then secondly, the story around Thaddeus Sory is also critical. As they walk in, as I've just explained, he was already seated
at his restaurant.
At his restaurant. At least the video shows you that. He was already seated with an individual in front of him, having a conversation. And they may be eating, but you can't see that. But they are having a conversation. When these three judges walk in, they were going straight to their seat. And as I've explained in this video, then you see the Yoni Kulendi having exchanged pleasantries, wrap his hand around Thaddeus Sory, because he had seen him. So it was a surprise look from the way it happened, because he then gets up when he sees him, and then he wraps his hand, and Yoni then moves on to try find his way to sit. But other people then start greeting him as he made his way to sit. Then you then see, after Thaddeus sits down after the hag, right, he then notices the two other judges who had passed by and had already was about to sit. In fact, they had not even sat yet. They were just about to sit. When he walks to them, right, and shakes hands with first Justice Kofi and bows, shakes hands with Justice Adibu Asedu and bows, and returns to his seat. That whole thing lasted less than 20 seconds, right? And
quite
then
brief.
Very, very brief, extremely brief. I mean, I'm actually possibly even exaggerating how long it took, because the entire video is almost less than 2 minutes. He goes, extends his hand to Justice Adibu Asedu and bows, Justice Kofi and bows, and returns to his seat, which, as you can expect, any lawyer who then sees a judge in his space will do, right? And then comes to sit. So that is what you see in the video. The second thing that obviously this shows, as far as the full length video that we have is concerned, as it relates to the petition, is that you do not see as has been described, a meeting or a conversation that was lasting beyond what the video shows, that may suggest that there was, as has been suggested, a discussion of it. So because this was very, very brief, right? And then he sits. And then, in fact, whilst this was happening, they were all standing because they were not seated. Yeah. They were about to sit. So when he returned to his seat, before you see the two justices taking their seats. So that is what the video shows us. And unless, you can find it on...
Unless, of course, the petitioner has more videos that we don't have.
Another thing that's important, the context. So again, when you have a video like that, you need to find context. It's important. The context, from what we understand, is one, that it was Justice Kofi's birthday the last week. And days prior was Justice Adibu Asiedu's birthday.
Okay.
So this was the three judges agreeing to go to a private restaurant to celebrate
the two colleagues
the birthday. Remember, this was last week. His birthday, Justice Kofi's birthday was last week and days before was Justice Adibu Asiedu. So that explains why, at least the given context, why the two of them were in that restaurant to celebrate, and they had met in that restaurant when they, as they entered, the Tadio Sori and somebody else, you know, in front of him. And that's what this shows. You just have to watch the video for yourself. We're going to be showing it on our many social media platforms. It's already, actually.
Okay. And again, if you watch Joynish Prime tonight, you'll have that video there. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Up next is News